You are listening to the Creative Spirits Podcast. I'm your host, Cheryl Benji. I'm an artist, art educator, and creative coach. I'm here to share my journey and experience with you. I also interview other artists and creatives and share their words of wisdom. I believe we were all born to create. It just takes a little bit of practice, patience, and persistence to get to where you want to be. So please stay tuned for a magical episode. This is the Creative Spirits Podcast. I'm your host, Cheryl Benji. Thank you again for joining me. I am shuffling my Gabriel Bernstein Spirit Junkie cards. I love these. They are so beautiful. The artwork is so lovely. The artwork is by Michaela Ezra. And it's a 52 card deck. And I'm shuffling them now and I'm going to open them up. I'm going to pick three cards. And I always have these cards out before I do a podcast with someone I interview, so I could open up the space with good intentions and good vibes. So the first card I'm opening, let's see what it says. There's no such thing as a mistake. Everything happens in divine order. I am being guided to learn and grow. And there's a beautiful picture here of it looks like a plant that's growing with a star next to it. And the second card, it says, I seek out happy people who inspire me to be great. Oh, I love that. And in this card, there's a beautiful yellow flower on it. And the third one, let me be still today and listen to the truth in silence. Oh, I needed that one. That's lovely. And in this one, there's a drawing of pink leaves growing. So whenever I'm feeling a little out of sync, I bring out my deck and I open up my cards, and it just makes things so much lighter. I feel like we have been in a lot of like chaos and people who are angry and in a world, you know, with COVID that was happening and presidents and wars. There's been a lot of division and there's been a lot of negativity and sadness and just maybe for some feeling of hopelessness. And I always come back to the light that we each have within us, and we may feel like there's nothing we can do, us, just this one person. But there is so much we could do. We are that one light, we are that one star. And when we come together, just like if we all come together with one candle in our hands and it's a whole group of people, you'll see how much that group has illuminated the space. And I feel like we can bring that light into the world more with our good intentions and our good words and doing something kind for someone just today, giving them a hug, telling them something nice, giving them maybe something you baked, a flower, a painting, a smile. And I feel there are just so many ways we can spread our light. In, well, right now anyway, a dark kind of world, you know, where you feel like, is this gonna get better or is it just gonna get worse? Maybe it's gonna get worse before it gets better. So I know for me, I keep turning to my art, and I also love playing the piano. So art, music, having good friends around and family members who really care, and just doing my best to create a positive space and a safe space for me and my family, and doing my best not to bring in the outside world in my home or in my heart too much. I do my best not to watch the news, although these days it's kind of hard because you're like curious what's going on and what's happening. But I feel like it's worse now than it was maybe 30 years ago, where you would just see the news on TV or on the radio, you'd hear about it. Now it's in your hands. Like, you could just open your phone and it's on social media, and on social media a lot of it can be taken out of context or manipulated. And, you know, I know on even on TV it can be, but even more so now, I think. So how can we increase our vibration and our energy when so many things want to pull it down? So many things want to bring it down. Because it's so much easier to be in that negativity and darkness. I was actually talking to my son today about how complaining, for example, because I noticed one of his friends, who's a very sweet kid, he tends to complain a lot about, you know, his mom and his home life, but he's very blessed. He has so many blessings. And I told my son, I said, listen, it's so much easier to just complain than to see all the good things and to have gratitude in our lives. I feel like it becomes a muscle, you know, when you keep having those bad habits and you keep repeating yourself, and it's like a broken record. And how can we replace that complaining with gratitude, with good things? And I myself have gotten into a cycle of checking my social media a little too much because I want to see, well, what's going on. And there's just too much going on in my mind and what's going on out there. But that's not really healthy, right? And so how can I make those changes for myself so I can be healthier with in my mind and in my state? And how can you as well have a better state for yourself? I decided to this afternoon put my phone down and take my dog for a walk, and it was so nice just to walk and look at the flowers and notice the bees doing their thing. I love bees, by the way. I think they are amazing and we really need them. It's sad to me when I hear the things that are happening to these bees. But anyway, I changed the subject, but I do feel like we need to connect more with nature and with the outdoors and with things that give us energy, good energy. And I'm guilty of getting sucked into the space of sometimes fear, anger, disappointment, or negativity of some kind. And it's been more these days. And, you know, it was a struggle for me when, like, COVID was happening, because I would do my best to get myself out of that, all those emotions and feelings. And then I would get sucked back in. It was like a tug of war game, and I'm feeling the same thing right now. And it's a struggle. And how can we change that? What can we do to make things brighter and a little bit better in our little world, so we can make a better impact out there? So the things I do recommend are doing something creative at least once a day. So that could be painting, it could be writing, journaling is great. I feel journaling is a way to get all that negativity out. Good things too, like it just doesn't have to be the negative stuff, but whatever is inside of you, just to get it out on paper. And even draw, you know, in the journal, which I've done a lot. And it could be gardening. I love gardening. It could be knitting, cooking. A lot of people release a lot of, you know, energy through baking. My daughter loves baking, and it makes them happy. And to smell, you know, the sweetness of whatever you're baking, it releases, I feel like, a lot of happy emotions. Another thing is to go out for a walk. When you feel like things are getting heavy, go out for a walk. Get those steps in. Momentum is everything in life. When you are in one place and you're sitting in one place and ruminating and going into a dark hole, that's when you know you got to get up and start moving, start going somewhere else. Just take a walk around the block or two blocks. It changes things. I've felt it. I've seen it. It is the most important thing to do. Another thing is to hug someone. Hug your kids or your significant other or your friend, and see what an impact and difference that makes. And when you're feeling hopeless or things aren't going your way, do something good for someone else. Whether it is to donate to a special cause or to visit a senior center or call up a friend who's going through a difficult time, you do that and you will notice a big shift in your energy and in your feelings. So these are things that I do whenever I need to change my state and to increase my energy and vibration, and to just get out of my funk and my little world of whatever emotions I'm going through, and to bring more light into the world, because we can make a difference. We do make a difference. So do one of those things today and see how it makes you feel. Thank you again for being here today, and please share this episode with anyone who might be inspired by it. Follow, leave a review, It would really mean the world to me. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining me today on my Creative Spirits podcast. If you would like to see more of my work, you can go to cherylbenji.com. And if you want to be part of my Creative Spirits group on Facebook, please do join. It's a wonderful, supportive, and safe space for all creatives of any level. You could see more of my work on Instagram at cherylbenji_art. And please follow and share this episode with anyone you think might be interested and leave a review. It would really mean a lot to me. I really believe in the butterfly effect and the amazing ripple effect it causes in the universe.